This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me on the phone from Fort Smith is the editor of the City Wire, Michael Tilley. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thanks for having me. There's been a little bit happened since between the last time we talked.
Well, beginning with today, Friday, Arkansas jobless numbers came out, and the rate is up to almost 8%.
Yes, it is. It's 7.9%, up from 7.8% in November, and November marks the 21st consecutive month that the rate has been above 7%. So it's it provides further credence to the concerns people have about whether we are in an economic recovery. And if indeed this may be a jobless recovery for a while.
Well, there were other numbers that came out this week as well that indicated things remain sluggish, including figures for median income in the state and Western Arkansas.
Well, correct. In 70, and this is according to the American Community Survey, which is a product of the Census Bureau. In 2009, according to their estimates, the median income fell in 70 of Arkansas's 75 counties, and they fell in every county, Arkansas County, in the Fort Smith area. And, you know, most economists are saying that is just, and by fall, I mean compared to the 2000 number. So, you know, economists are saying that's how deep this recession was, that it pulled median income down back below 2000 levels. You would think, you know, in a decade you would have some growth, but if there's a clear picture of how deep this recession is, I would almost hate to see it, to be honest with you.
Well, you referenced those 2000 numbers. According to the American Community Survey from the U.S. Census Bureau, in 2000, the median income household in Sebastian County was better than $43,500. In 2009, under $40,000.
Correct. I mean, that's a huge hit. And, you know, and there was no county, you know, Benton and Washington County, who, you know, most people see as the economic engine, the powerhouse of Arkansas, it saw declines also. Now, they weren't as deep in terms of percentage, but they saw declines. Pulaski County saw a decline. So, you know, hardly anyone was immune from the declines. I think, now don't hold me to this because I just took a superficial glance at the data, but it looks like some of the counties that saw increases could be, they're in the Fayetteville Shell area, and it could be related to some of that activity.
So if Arkansas's unemployment rate bumps up slightly and median incomes for the vast majority of the state's counties are down compared to 2000, what to think of this?
Well, and not only that, it is a mixed picture. A little later, we will post on the CityWire report, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, today must be Numbers Day, but the Bureau of Economic Analysis pushed out personal income data for the third quarter of 2010, and Arkansas income increased in the third quarter. In fact, we were ranked 10th among the states in terms of the growth between the third quarter and the second quarter of this year. And I talked to an economist at UALR, Michael Paco, and he says that, you know, some of the newer data, the 2010 data, shows that we are indeed coming out of it. And he even looks at the state tax collection data, which has been showing positive numbers year over year. So, and that's a point to keep in mind, Kyle. This 2009 data, I mean, you know, we're almost finished with 2010, so it's a year old. It's the current, most current we have. But hopefully, and let's keep our fingers crossed, hopefully this 2010 data will show an improvement.
Some other numbers that came out recently showed some improvement in the state and the western part of the state, and that was college graduation rates improving along the western corridor.
Yes, yes, good. I mean, that's thanks for throwing in a positive. Sometimes I get a little discouraged by some of this, but yes, graduation rates among those 25 and older increased. And I think it's been one of Governor Beebe's goals. You know, wherever he goes, he preaches that education and economic development are hand in hand. He calls it the two pillars of the, you know, state success. And those grad rates did improve. They improved in all counties, all Arkansas counties, Crawford, Franklin, Logan, Sebastian County in this region. And, of course, in Washington County, the numbers were 27%. I mean, they were much higher. But, if an economy is going to improve, most economists, most economic developers will tell you that to attract those high-income, high-tech jobs, you have to have that education base to begin with. I mean, there is a kind of a catch-22, which came first, but if you can have a higher number of college graduates, your chances of increasing, diversifying your job base in a positive way, that also increases.
And as you mentioned, of course, whenever you have legitimate figures that come out on any of these numbers, there's always that lag. The numbers you're looking
right.
at are not necessarily the current condition.
Right, yeah, and unfortunately, that's the way it is, but it's thankfully with the graduation rates, that is definitely a move in the right direction. And, the officials at Arkansas Tech University, their Ozark campus, and at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, they point out that in the past 4 or 5 years, they have stepped up their efforts to, add more programs and add more students. And we have to keep in mind, the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith was just a two-year college about 6 years ago. So we don't here in Sebastian County in this region don't have a full decade under our belt in terms of having a four-year university. So ideally, those rates will grow and we can break over that 20% threshold.
And finally, some foreclosure numbers came out this week that showed some dramatic increases in some Arkansas counties. Should we make much of that?
Yes, I'm not sure how much of it, but you do have to watch that. I mean, Arkansas, we lagged in terms of the housing boom and the housing bubble. We lagged a little bit. And we're going to lag probably a little bit on foreclosure activity. A lot of it's really starting to cycle out around the country, although there's probably some legal problems in some areas. But it is a reflection of income. It's a reflection of the jobless rate. I mean, you don't have to be an economist to know that if incomes decline and people lose jobs, they may in turn lose their home. So for that reason, yes, it is a number to keep track of. I wouldn't call it a definitive number, but it is something you want to watch.
Michael Tilley is the editor of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more in Fort Smith and Western Arkansas. Michael, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Kyle.